This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
That's where I love having Reggie Adetula as a teammate. He's a wordsmith, man. Reggie's got words. Gun-shy is the word I was looking for. The opposite of trigger-happy. Gun-shy.
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 Who was gun-shy that you were mentioning?
I forget. I don't remember who the opposite of trigger-happy was supposed to be. I can't. It was 10 minutes ago, and yet I can't remember.
Our listeners will remember.
Reggie will probably remember.
He'll need to do a better job of listening. Yeah. I vaguely know what you're talking about.
I do too. I need to do a better job of listening to myself. Yes. Yeah.
That's all right. Yeah. Sean, listen, we're streamers, not sports radio
hosts.
That's
it, man. Ain't worried about
it. Go watch us on the YouTube. The tip I was giving you during the break.
Yeah.
Palms out.
Palms
out. It's a good body language. A good body language tip for anybody out there who speaks at all publicly or anything, or just in interactions. Yeah. When you use your hands, the more your palms are out, the more people interpret that as, hey, this is a guy who's confident, and he's not scared that you're about to throw that you're a bear about to attack him, or that there's a, you might throw a spear through his heart. He's exposing his body, and he's open. Yes.
Orlovsky. Thank you, Reggie, again.
Oh, okay.
Orlovsky.
He's a little gun-shy to make character assassination the takes
of quarterbacks
after Justin Fields.
Yeah. He's a little gun-shy. Yeah. Yeah. Palms up. But not like waka 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 palms up, forceful.
It's tough. Yeah, with body language recommendations.
Yeah,
it's because I naturally am a hand talker, so it serves me well as a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough because you can't force it.
No.
It ends up being really bad if you try too hard and it's not natural to you. So you just got to bring it along slowly. So, don't watch a TED Talk on body language and then try to emulate everything all at
Good
once.
Good call, yeah.
You know, when Mark Zuckerberg tries to use his hands to speak, you're like, oh, this weirdo is totally being coached to use his hands because he doesn't know how to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to this mock draft. This was the first one I picked off the top. So I'm not sifting through trying to shape narratives or anything. My feeling was it's going to be awfully hard to find a mock draft right now that's been done since free agency started, really that's been done since the Tunsil trade, that has the Texans doing anything but taking an offensive lineman. And ironically, I think Nate Tice is somebody whose opinion you respect, Seth, right? Have you been on there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he's the son of Mike Tice.
Mike Tice, a former offensive lineman.
Yeah, great, that's a resume, pedigree, who cares? He's pretty intelligent. He knows offensive line play, so yeah, I like Nate Tice.
And Mike Tice, his dad, was a guy, not only an O-lineman, but an O-line coach for a number of years, too. He comes from an O-line house, is what I'll say. And yet, with the 25th pick in the Nate Tice Yahoo Sports mock draft, the Houston Texans select Emeka Ebuka, wide receiver, Ohio State. He says this: Nate Tice. They added Stephon Diggs to this group last year, and even if he walks in free agency, it's clear the Texans could use an infusion of talent at wide receiver to stabilize the offense after last season. Ibuka is good all around, can play inside and out, and he brings toughness. I agree with all these things. However, Seth, if the board were sitting there at 25 and it was Emeka Ibuka along with Donovan Jackson, who's on the board still here, the kid from Houston here.
Offensive lineman.
Lineman, Ohio State. Josh Connerly, an offensive tackle from Oregon, who I've seen going earlier than 25 in a lot of the drafts. Hasn't been on our radar throughout this exercise because tackle had not really been a position of high need on this team. Now it is. So he's on the board. Jackson on the board. You got the Ursary kid who's a tackle, 6'6", 331 from Minnesota. You still got Gray Zabal out there on the interior.
This is where I think, especially when you're picking at 25, you can debate all you want about taking best player available or drafting for need. I think most GMs are not so in love with their own analysis that when it comes to the difference between a guy that's 24th on your board or 25th on your board, you're picking nits at that point a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you have a strong feeling about a guy, then that guy's at 24 and you don't at 25, okay, then that's best player available. I think at 25, the Texans will take the tiebreaker might be position of need. And I think that, you know, Nick talks about bands of players all the time. And I think there might be a band of players at 25 that maybe includes Ibuka and Donovan Jackson and perhaps Tyler Booker or somebody like that. Then it becomes a tiebreaker where, all right, we judge all these guys generally about the same. We want an offensive tackle.
Yeah.
And I think it's just that makes – and because of the way the draft is this year with the defensive tackles, with the guards, and with the tackles, and a lot of these offensive tackles this year are kind of projected to play guard, but maybe they could play tackle. It just feels more and more like it's going to be an offensive lineman. And maybe one of these – I don't think versatility is going to be a tiebreaker. I think the tiebreaker is – who's the nastiest?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the guy that looks like, man, this guy wants to do it all, and he's gritty. He wants to physically embarrass people, all that kind of stuff. I think that's going to be the tiebreaker more so than some of the more classic scouting traits.
Yeah, man. All eyes turn to this 25th pick now. I just assume they're going to make some moves here in free agency that are going to be okay moves, not sizzly moves. They're going to bring in some bodies, and I'm cool with that. You know, I get where we are with rebuilding this offensive line. I totally understand the rationale behind it, and I'm cool with it. I understand there was some misevaluation that may have gotten us here in the first place.
Yeah.
Water under the bridge. Although, you know, there are Texan fans bringing that up. Like, okay, you know, what's the trust factor with Nick Caserio in getting these new offensive linemen when he was the GM that extended and selected the ones that are getting swapped out right now? You know, he brought in Shaq Mason. He drafted Kenyon Green. He extended Laremy Tunsil. I think these are all fair things to wonder. I'm confident in Nick getting this right. I do think when you look at the guys who have been, you know, cut loose or let go, they were all... Shaq Mason wasn't, but he got here early in the D'Amico Ryans tenure. This is where... I know D'Amico Ryans is a defensive coordinator and a defensive coach at heart, Seth. But I think some of the same things that went through the filter on the defensive side, maybe D'Amico's input on some of these guys, it doesn't matter what position they play, in being able to sniff out the characteristics, having that opinion of a former player who's looking for guys who are kind of in the mold of himself in terms of love of the game and things like that. I think D'Amico's opinion, if I'm trying to make Texan fans more confident that they'll get this round of evaluation right on the offensive line, it would be... I think Nick respects D'Amico's opinion tremendously, and I think D'Amico is key to finding the football culture and ethos of these guys.
I think, too, it's correct that Nick hasn't made a huge – he hasn't had a huge win at offensive line in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ignore free agency for the moment, if you look at the offensive linemen that he's drafted in the draft, It's not like it's a huge sample size. So he whiffed on Kenyon Green, and it was a double whiff because he traded back and ignored Kyle Hamilton while doing so. But then Jarrett Patterson and Juice Scruggs the next year, I think, are still works in progress. And Patterson was a sixth rounder.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, very few six. If Jarrett Patterson works out, I think that's a check in his favor.
Yeah,
I think Jarrett Patterson has already done better than most sixth rounders.
Yeah.
Juice Scruggs, very much, we don't know yet. And that was a second rounder. That was a pricey one. And then Blake Fisher, who's still very much a work in progress. So he's only drafted four offensive linemen. Only three of them have been high draft picks mm-hmm. in the first couple of rounds. And I say Blake Fisher, it's still wide open as to how well he develops. Juice Scruggs, I think they can get something out of him as a center,
yeah.
especially if he's being used the right way.
Yep.
But so far, it doesn't look awesome. And then Kenyon Green was a big whiff. But it's not like we're looking at this huge track record of, you know, whiffing horribly on offensive linemen. It's that Kenyon Green was a big, big mistake that's glaring.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Yeah, no, you're right. Like, the evaluation coming out of college is still, you know, like, it's, I mean, you're going to miss on some, and unfortunately you missed on one that was a first-round pick. I think probably where the most criticism comes from is extending Tytus Howard. And
yeah.
And now extending Laremy Tunsil. Like, why'd you extend him if you're trading him for what reportedly are culture reasons a year later? You know?
Yeah, it's a combination of multiple things. Whether in the culture, that's where culture is such a loaded term. There's a matter of, okay, who do you want to be your bell cow and what type of a player do you want him to be? The way Laremy Tunsil plays football, it's really good from a pass protection standpoint, but it's not a style of football that feels like a D'Amico Ryans football team.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not going to try to paint Laremy Tunsil out as a cancer in the locker room or anything. I don't know. I'm not in the locker room.
Right.
Because, and I don't think he was. I think he was probably well-liked. But you're continually rewarding and making the highest paid offensive tackle out of him while he plays a completely different version of football than D'Amico Ryans likes.
Yep.
He's a finesse player. And he doesn't really seemingly care about the run game at all. Or it's, at times he does, but not much. Screens, he doesn't block anybody at all. And he false starts to such a degree that it's selfish and there's no other excuse for it other than selfishness.
Yep.
So I don't care about how he is in the locker room or culture or anything else like that. He's not a D'Amico Ryans type of guy.
I think that's
fair. And D'Amico Ryans inherited Laremy Tunsil.
Yep. All right, to Rodeo Ticket Thursday. Let's do it. Brooks and Dunn. I can't wait. I'm going to be at that one. Second to last night of the rodeo. Saturday, March 22nd. Caller number 5 wins a 4-pack of tickets to see Brooks and Dunn. 713-572-4610. Be caller number 5, and you are on your way. Keep listening all day long for more chances to win rodeo tickets. It is a Rodeo Ticket Thursday on Sports Radio 610. All right, Matthew Stafford told a story on the New Heights podcast. That's the Kelce Brothers podcast that dropped yesterday. It's an Aaron Donald story. It shows how maniacal Aaron Donald was, and it's an hysterical story. And Seth hasn't heard it yet. So So we will get to...
I intentionally didn't listen to it.
Yes.
I want you to hear the first reaction.
So you're going to react to it with Seth. We'll do that as we head into the 8 o'clock hour coming up next.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.